Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy this week here on BGE Radio. We've got Jason Dowd with us today. He is, of course, a man with many talents. he is a public relations expert. He's also a photographer. He's a paranormal researcher. He's a little bit of everything. I'm glad we have 20 minutes to be able to cover all this. Jason, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good, actually. Now, let's start, first of all, with your PR work. You do a lot of stuff in the public relations world. Tell us about how you got interested in the world of public relations.
Well, it actually kind of found me. I started off by working with a band, and one of the major things about working with bands is getting the name out there. I mean, it's not only just concerts and CDs. You gotta reach out to a fan base. So I was actually working with a lot of as a manager of the band, co-manager. I was reaching out to like magazines, newspapers, and radio shows, and coordinating all that other stuff with other publicists at the time. And I really saw the value of it and how it helped the band. And so I was kind of doing that like as a liaison between the band and the publicity firm. And then actually the band broke up because of egos, really. I mean, what band, you know, that's kind of what hurts the band the most. And so what ended up happening after that was I went to work for another PR firm where I learned how that side of it works and really kind of embraced it, because it not only helped me in my artwork, but it also helped out the bands that I work with, and I got to learn a lot of cool things and got to meet a lot of neat people. And I'm like, man, this is a really good career that can, if people understand what it does, it can really boost businesses, artists, it can boost authors, pretty much anybody that needs to get out there.
We've got Jason Dowd joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Now, tell us about what you do with your public relations. How do you help musicians and authors and people?
Well, one of the biggest ways to help people is when you have a product or service that you really want to get out. Sometimes you just don't know how to do it. And one of the best ways, obviously, to get the word out is by word of mouth. And that's by having, you know, good customer experiences and good reviews and stuff like that. So one of the things we try to do is we try to bring things in front of people so they are able to make a sound, basically a sound testimonial for you. That's one of the things that PR companies can do, whether it be a book review, music review, it could be a service or product review, a lot of the kind of stuff that you see on TV where they get it out in front of the television too, so you can get out there and show and demonstrate your products. But reviews and hands-on experience with what you're offering is one of the biggest aspects for public relations. But the other thing that we try to do is we help you become your own billboard. What we try to do is we try to have you get out there so you can get on newspapers, television, radios, radio interviews, and basically just talk about what you do and show people who you are. You are basically your business or your service, because it all comes from you essentially. So what you're doing is you're building up a good resume for yourself and getting yourself in front of the public, and actually in turn branding yourself as an expert and branding yourself into the market. So you're helping to brand your brand essentially over time.
We've got Jason Dow joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Tell us about some of the folks you work with the PR world.
I've worked with so many different people. It's been so interesting. I have a couple of bands that I work with. I work with C.P. Kelly. I work with Red Calling. I work with Omar. I work with WWRN Radio Network, and I've been helping them promote their show, and I've also been helping them promote a lot of their guests that have come on and people that they work with. I work with Stuart Benner. He is a financial and mortgage expert. He's been doing it for years, and he even worked with Morris Schenker, who was the owner of the Dunes Hotel and also the lawyer to Jimmy Hoffa. And there's a lot of things he can tell you about that, about those interesting tidbits of that time of his life. I work with a guy named Dan Perkins, and he does some crazy stuff, crazily good interviews and writing about terrorism. And I mean, a lot of the things that we see today is happening. He was writing about it before it actually kind of happened. you know, he was writing a book about the Syrian problem that we're dealing with right now before Syria was even really mentioned into the war that we were possibly going to get in with them. And it really kind of scared people because he's looking at the advanced terrorism and how these people could actually make more damage than just isolated attacks, which would be against our economy, which might actually be going on right now. So those are just some of the topics and stuff that we've been working with customers and stuff for a long time. And, you know, helping them get their message out is very important because not only does it help them sell books, it helps them sell their music, it helps them sell their products, but it also makes them a recognizable and trusted name, especially if they can maintain and consistently keep a good repertoire about referrals from their clients and their guests and stuff like that.
We have Jason Dow joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Now, let's shift from the PR world to what you do with photography. When did you get interested in the photography, and tell us a little bit about this.
I've been doing photography ever since I could practically walk. I started it off with a camera. I actually wanted to play with my dad's camera, and back then Hasselblad cameras, you know, high format Hasselblad cameras were very expensive, and they still are. And I wanted to play with them, and my dad said absolutely not. But I was always fascinated with the ability to capture images of people, especially my family. And, you know, I could start to see how to perspectives and all kinds of different things, and watching my dad developing film. So I started to want to get into it, and then my dad got me a 18-millimeter flash cube camera. And what was really cool about that was it allowed me to explore photography without having to really understand all the aspects of it, because I was so young. I was only about 6 to 7 years old. And then I started to realize that, you know, you look at the perspectives, and I was setting up things, and it wasn't just like, oh, here's a typical kid walking around, you see something he likes, he clicks it. I was trying to get the depth and trying to get the perspective at a very young age, and then I pretty much figured that's where I was going to go. And then I got to the point where at high school I started winning awards for my photography, and I started to see that I really wanted to get into the art field. But I didn't want to be a starving artist because I did fine arts too. And so I figured the best way to do that would be to be into photography. And then in 2009, I started my own art field. I wanted to try my talents into taking artistic photos, which was, it's kind of like portraits. You can do landscapes, you can do pin-ups, stuff like that. But I wanted to take it a little bit further and tell stories with my photos. So I set up these different scenes of all different types of stuff, and that's pretty much where I got into it, and I continue to do it today, and I love it.
It is Jason Dowd. He's joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And we wanted to get Jason on today to talk about his photography, also his PR work, and his things that he does with the paranormal. Now, continuing with the photography, how do you have time for that, plus all these other things that you're doing?
Well, I mean, it is tough. I mean, I used to be able to do it a lot more, but nevertheless, it's more like a hobby for me because it allows me to tell stories, allows me to see things through people see things through my eyes, and I never leave home without my camera. It's just like my American Express card. You never leave home without it. I never leave home without my camera, and so you never know what you're going to find, and that's what I'm looking for. But then there are times where, you know, weekends, late nights, stuff like that, I sit up and I just dream. And I come up with ideas, and usually if you have a pretty good set idea, it's not that hard to be able to put it together. If you already have it in your mind, you already have it in your heart, you already know what it's going to look like, you just need to put it together. And putting it together is usually it can be tough, but generally it doesn't take as long, especially if you know what you want. If you know what you want, you kind of have an idea where to go get it.
It's Jason Dowd. He joins us today here on the program. We've got about 10 minutes left to go with Jason, and we want to cover the paranormal work that you do. Tell us about that.
Well, that came from a long time of experience. I started that. I had my first experience on Halloween, the day before my birthday in 1986. I was about ready to turn 8 years old, and that was the first time I had a paranormal experience. And unfortunately, as I grew up, you know, the stuff that we have today wasn't readily available. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have anything. So when I went and turned to my church to help me out and help me understand things, they basically said I was crazy. When I went to my teacher, they told me I was crazy. and my family didn't believe in it either. So for many, many years, I thought I was crazy, and it was really bothering me. It really put up, like, this big social void in my life, and it allowed me to actually pull back from being who I really was, because I didn't want anybody to think I was crazy. And then what ended up happening was when I found out what I was seeing, and other people were having the same experiences with the same thing, it made me feel better. But that didn't come until like 1996, when the internet was really starting to kick it and people were starting to put up some really good valuable information for research. So when I realized that, I realized I wasn't crazy, and I didn't want anybody else to think, you know, they're crazy. So I figured one of the best things for me to do is to take my experiences and help out other people. And generally, the object of it isn't to go in there and say that it's haunted. It's to go in there and prove it isn't haunted. And, you know, because I've realized that a lot of things that we experience can be easily debunked, and, you know, with a scientific background. So you got to really be careful, because you can really push the edge and really ruin your reputation if you don't really know what you're talking about.
We've got Jason Dowd joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, talking about paranormal work. Tell us about some of the different people you're working with.
Well, actually, it's kind of interesting, because I've had two cases. I can't really say their names, because I want to keep their confidentiality. But basically, what ended up happening was they were very similar. They kept seeing things, they kept hearing things, they kept doing these things that keeps bothering them. And none of them seem to live up to the typical stereotypes of these typical hauntings. And the more I tried to search it, the more research I brought up, I could not find any evidence. Yet there was nothing scientific about it that could say, okay, yes, there is something here, or no, there isn't anything here. So it was really kind of, science wasn't backing it up, and neither was the typical paranormal. So what I did is I actually stepped back a little bit further and tried to do some, and took on another aspect. And this is a medical aspect. And what's really interesting about it is I really, after talking to them a little bit more and really understanding it, I actually believe that what they're dealing with is a form of paranoid schizophrenia. Now, I can't prove that because I'm not a doctor, but I have advised them to talk to a doctor and see if that isn't the case. I mean, that's a really hard thing to listen to and understand, but basically they all heard a pop before anything started happening, and it was also during one of the most intense times of their lives. One of them lost their job, they lost their child, and they really had nothing left, and it all happened within a few months span, and that's when they started hearing things and seeing things and all kinds of different things that nobody else ever saw, nobody else experienced, nobody else could back it up. There was nothing happened at their house, nothing happened on that land after a thorough research. And then so it really kind of made sense that, you know, maybe the mental aspect goes hand in hand with paranormal. What if half the stuff that we are dealing with out there is just a way of our body coping to the stress that we're going through?
We've got Jason Dowd joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Tell us about what are some of the new things you're working on in all different areas that you've got expertise in?
Well, I'm working on, for my photography, I'm working on a vintage collection. I'm going to be doing a Norman Rockwell-style milkman shoot. I think I just finally found the right person to play the milkman, because they got to have that character, you know, that like the True Moo commercials, they got to have that bubbly personality and that specific face. So I finally found somebody like that, because Norman Rockwell's fun and yet, you know, endearing. So I have one of those coming up. I got everything set up for that. I'm also shooting Rosie the Riveter, and I, you know, it's one of the most iconic pictures of World War II propaganda ever, and it's other than like the sailor dipping the girl when he gets home from the war after World War II ended, you know, that's one of the most prominent pieces that you think of, other than maybe Uncle Sam and that other one. So I'm going to be shooting that. I found a couple of people I think are going to be really good for that. As far as the paranormal, I'm re-releasing my book. That's going to be coming out probably in the next, maybe early next year, because I'm trying to add some things to it that I've learned. I also have my own website up there where people can ask me questions, submit stuff to, and that's exploringtheparanormal.com. And then I also have, for the PR stuff, I'm always looking for clients that are just really anxious to get out there, really have a passion for what they have. They understand that they need to get that exposure, maybe not through advertising, but this could complement the advertising. We're looking for authors, musicians, people with services, all kinds of things. And, you know, there's a bunch of services that we can offer, and I like to work with everybody's budget. You know, I'm not going to be the one to just kind of throw you out there and say, oh, okay, I'm just too expensive. You know, I want to work with you. So those are the type of things that I'm going to be working on and over the next couple weeks and months, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, Jason, thanks for being with us today. Really appreciated the conversation, and we'll definitely look to have you back really soon. How can we connect with you online?
You can go to Dowd Studios, DOWDSTUDIOS.com. That's my art website. You can go to, there's a Twitter, there's a Facebook on there. You can go to yourpublicitycompany.com, which is the publicity company. There you can find out all the information to contact me if you're interested in having a PR campaign, either even if it's a long-term or a short-term. And if you're looking for the for the paranormal, it's exploringtheparanormal.com.
Incredible stuff. Thanks for being with us today, and really appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me, man.
Definitely. We'll talk to you soon, Jason. Thanks, man.
All right.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Jason Dowd with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You can get more information over there at buildgrowandenjoy.com. Check us out on Blog Talk Radio each and every week on Fridays. And we do some incredible stuff with some incredible people. Jason Dowd, we love chatting with him, and we'll definitely be doing it again. If you want to email us also, you can do that at buildgrowandenjoy.com. Check out the rest of the programming on the Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio Network. And we'll see you next week. Here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.